Hello everyone. Today we are talking about cystinosis, published in Chapter 37 of the Reference Work Entry Pediatric Nephrology, written by Drs. Elena Levchenko, William A. Gall, and Francesco Emma. Cystinosis is a rare inherited lysosomal storage disorder with profound clinical, genetic, and therapeutic implications. We will be discussing today its historical discovery to modern therapeutic strategies. First, a little bit of background of cystinosis. It was first described in 1903 by Emil Abderhalden, and it is a rare autosomal recessive disorder caused by mutations in the CTNS gene, which encodes the protein cystinosin. Cystinosin is a transporter responsible for removing cysteine from lysosomes. Without functional cystinosin, cysteine accumulates in tissues and forms crystals that lead to widespread organ damage. Statistically, cystinosis occurs in about 1 in 100,000 to 200,000 live births worldwide. However, certain regions, such as Brittany, France, report a higher prevalence, with 1 in 26,000 births affected. In the United States, approximately 1 in 200 individuals is estimated to carry a mutation in the CTNS gene. Despite its rarity, cystinosis has provided groundbreaking insights into lysosomal storage diseases and their treatment. Cystinosis has three primary variants. The first is infantile nephropathic cystinosis. This is the most severe form, representing 95% of cases. This variant typically manifests within the first year of life. The second is intermediate or juvenile cystinosis. This is a milder form with later onset, often occurring during adolescence or early adulthood, and is characterized by milder kidney disease and delayed progression to end-stage renal failure. Finally, ocular cystinosis is a more benign variant caused by isolated corneal crystal deposits and photophobia without significant systemic involvement. There have only been around 20 cases that have been documented globally. It is important to note that cystinosis represents a continuum of disease rather than discrete categories, and early recognition of cystinosis forms is essential for a timely intervention. It is important to note that the defective protein that transports cysteine in the process driven by the hydrogen ion gradient across the lysosomal membrane is not the only sole reason causing cystinosis. Cell abnormalities that are directly caused by defects in the cystinosin protein independent of its transport activity have been discovered. For example, studies have shown impaired endolysosomal dynamics and abnormal autophagy that results in the accumulation of autophagosomes, mitophagosomes, and enlarged lysosomes around the paranuclear region, while other studies have documented altered mTOR1 activity that is probably linked to altered interactions between cystinosins and proteins of the vacuolar ATPase. The clinical manifestations of cystinosis are systemic, with symptoms often presenting in infancy. Early signs include renal Fanconi syndrome, characterized by the excessive loss of water, electrolytes, and other small molecules from the kidneys. Polyuria, polydipsia, and failure to thrive are hallmark features in infants. Without treatment, most patients progress to end-stage kidney disease by the age of 10. A European cohort study involving 205 children reported a mean age for reaching end-stage kidney disease of 9.2 years. Renal failure accounts for 1 to 5% of chronic kidney disease in children globally. Additional manifestations include corneal crystals. These are pathognomonic for cystinosis and appear by 16 months of age and increase in density through childhood. Photophobia often develops between the age of 5 and 10. Hypothyroidism. This affects approximately 50% of patients by age 10 and up to 90% by age 30, requiring lifelong thyroid hormone replacement. Growth retardation. Newborns are typically of normal size, but untreated children grow at just 50 to 60% of the normal rate, often falling below the third percentile for height by 1 year of age. Neurological symptoms. Brain imaging often reveals cortical and subcortical atrophy, particularly in the parietal occipital regions. These changes correlate with deficits in perceptual reasoning, memory, and visual processing. Other systemic symptoms. These include reduced sweat and tear production, vomiting, and cravings for salty and spicy foods. In severe cases, children may experience seizures due to hypocalcemia. The diagnosis of cystinosis is critical for improving outcomes. Despite advances in testing, the average age of diagnosis remains just over 1 year. Key diagnostic tools include white blood cell cysteine levels. Neutrophil cysteine levels typically range from 3 to 23 nanomolars of half cysteine per milligrams of protein, compared to less than 0.2 nanomolars in the unaffected individuals. Elevated levels confirm cystinosis. Genetic testing. Over 160 mutations in the CTNS gene have been identified, with the 57 kilobase deletion accounting for more than 50% of cases in European populations. Comprehensive genetic panels can identify less common mutations. Ophthalmologic examination. Corneal crystals are highly specific for cystinosis and are easily detected via slit lamp microscopy. Finally, other advanced screening techniques include liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry, which enables precise quantification of cysteine levels. A German newborn screening program identified 696 heterozygous carriers among 257,734 infants, which highlights the potential for early detection. The misdiagnosis of cystinosis is common. Symptoms of renal Fanconi syndrome may lead to initial diagnoses of nephrogenic diabetes insipidus, Bartter syndrome, or even rickets. Increasing awareness and genetic screening have reduced diagnostic delays by up to 30% in certain regions, which again emphasizes the importance of early detection. The introduction of cystamine in the 1980s revolutionized the management of cystinosis. This drug reduces cysteine accumulations by enabling its breakdown within lysosomes. Oral cystamine therapy, marketed as Cystagon, has delayed the progression to end-stage kidney disease by approximately 10 years. Clinical trials revealed that patients treated early with Cystagon maintained a mean creatinine clearance of 57 milliliters per minute per 1.73 square meters at age 8, compared to rapid decline in untreated individuals. Challenges associated with cystamine treatment include its sulfurous odor, gastrointestinal side effects, and frequent dosing every 6 hours. A newer delayed-release formulation, Procysbi, allows for twice-daily dosing and improves compliance. Each year of good compliance with cystamine therapy has been estimated to extend kidney survival by an additional year. Topical formulations of cystamine, such as Cysteran eye drops, target corneal crystal deposits, significantly improving symptoms of photophobia. Regular application can dissolve corneal crystals within 6 to 12 months, providing visual clarity and relief from light sensitivity. Emerging therapies hold promise for long-term solutions. Hematopoietic stem cell transplantation has shown success in mouse models, significantly reducing tissue cysteine levels. Research into gene therapy and advanced molecular approaches continues, with the goal of achieving a functional cure. Beyond medical management, individuals with cystinosis face psychological and social challenges. Chronic illness and the burden of therapy can lead to behavioral and emotional struggles. Multidisciplinary care, including psychological support, is essential. Statistics underscore the progress in life expectancy. In the pre-histamine era, most patients succumb to complications by adolescence. Today, with effective treatment, many live into their 40s and beyond, experiencing a vastly improved quality of life. Comprehensive care that includes nutritional support and physical therapy enhances daily functioning and long-term outcomes. Patients and caregivers also play a crucial role in ensuring adherence to treatment regimens. Support networks and organizations such as the Cystinosis Research Network offer invaluable resources for families navigating the complexities of this disease. In summary, cystinosis exemplifies how scientific advancements transform a once fatal disease into a manageable condition. However, challenges remain, particularly in global access to diagnosis and treatment. Continued research and advocacy are essential to further improve outcomes and quality of life for those affected.